The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jimi Hendrix right there. Al, I love you, man. You know I love you, brother. First of all, right up front, you know I love you.
So I said we should change
if you're going to criticize me here, here's my response to your
Frank,
retort.
Help me out. Frank,
help
Five me out.
Five times I'm shouting down the microphone. Joe, nothing. We have 10 seconds until the show starts.
Matt?
I can't do it on the – no, me, I don't want to hear this Matt anymore.
Listen,
I don't want to hear it.
So I say, okay, we got music, and I love the music, and I'm a music aficionado, and I love the music. So I always say to Al, okay, we got to change it around a little bit. Let's put a lot of all Frank Sinatra all the time. We could do it. So then I go to Matt Sambolin, our young operation manager, doing a great job. Could you send like 1,000 songs to Al? Because he's playing the same ones over and over again like that. And by the way, love Jimi Hendrix. Never enough Hendrix for me. But people like to hear something, I think, a little more Frank Sinatra as we kick off. I'm gonna say this for the last time.
I'm not ever gonna talk about this again. I promise. I'm never gonna talk about this again. I'm asking you what you want to play. Tell me what you want, and I'll play it. But if I'm shouting down to you to find out what it is that you want to play, and you don't respond to me, I have to make a decision. Otherwise, there's no music.
Frankie, help me out here. So why? And again, Al, it's all good. It's all good. But why do you play? Is there like 5 songs that you go to that are your go-to
song? I have about 50 Frank Sinatra songs. I can play them in a loop right now. Here, I can play this. I can play this. I can play this one.
There you go.
I can play that one. I can play that one.
I don't know that one. What do you think, Frankie?
What do you think?
It's just like...
I can play this one.
Did Matt send you like 40 or so songs, 50 songs or so? Did he send you?
I have a plethora of stuff.
Okay.
Just
right.
Tell me what you want. I can't read minds.
All right.
And if I'm shouting down to you, what do you want to play? And you're not answering me. What am I supposed to do?
Play something new. Something different.
He's dead. He's been dead since 99. He hasn't put out any new music. What do you want?
I'm saying the music is a little repetitive, Al, right?
But Joe,
to Al's point, I was watching him shouting down the line, asking what you wanted to come back with.
Look, with this, we are on what we call a limited budget on the program. We appreciate it. I think maybe it's because we're the only media company actually making money because we're on limited budget. I'm looking for pictures of me and Steve Scalise. I'm scouring the internet for pictures of me and Bucky Pizzarelli, who we lost yesterday. There's a million things we're doing. So I'm assuming if there's a go-to list of songs that maybe you could pick something a little just different. It's like I'm just humbly suggesting like that. And I know Al's got a lot to do too. I mean, he's running the whole board. He's got to do the news. He's got to do punch this up and everything. So what I'm going to have to do, I think, is put another list together. I thought we had a list out there, Frankie Five Boroughs.
But if you don't tell me what you want, what am I supposed to play?
Use that wonderful wisdom that you have, Al Gattulo, and just grab something. That's something that you haven't played in a while. Like, what did you put up earlier that was good? Like the Bucky Pizzarelli song. That was brilliant. That was actually brilliant.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about Bucky Pizzarelli. That made sense.
What Matt does is he sends Joe and I a list of all the songs that he's planning on playing.
You're right.
And then Joe and I will get to look over it, and then we'll make suggestions. Joe will say, maybe I don't know about this song.
I send the commercial spots an hour before the show starts. Well, does he look? No, I'm not doing. I have news to write. I have other stuff to do.
It is a lot.
This
to
me is not as important.
I understand that, Al, because then now you got to put Al. Could you put together a song list for it?
I need a drink. It's 7:10, and I need a drink already. Where's that whiskey? Did you get that whiskey? Put some whiskey in my coffee, for God's sake. Please.
Did you take the bourbon from my office?
I did. I got into it yesterday. I got into your office yesterday. Well, I'm not drinking.
Wait, you got in? Wait, you couldn't get in because of the keys? Because of the
right.
key thing?
Well, yeah, because there are no keys.
I hoarded all the keys.
Yeah.
I hoard all the keys.
Nine copies of the keys in Joe's bag.
Three.
You make a great locksmith.
That's right. But Matt Sambolin was able to let me in yesterday.
Matt's
and,
the best. He's the best.
I was able to.
Good. Hey, bring Matt in. I'm going home. What's the point? I'll work from home. I'll do the news from home. I'll annoy my wife and son. It'll be great. Fine.
No problem. Greatest joys of the show is busting Al's chops.
You can hear cats meowing in the background. It's wonderful. It'd be fantastic.
You are so easy to bust your chops. And then did they tease you in school because you were so easy to get mad?
I was always teased in school. That's all right. And I gave it right back to them. So yeah. It's fine.
Oh, we love you, Albert. We love you.
But in all seriousness, thank you for that, for donating that.
Hillary Kramer.
And it will go to a good cause. Oh, Al's favorite, Hillary Kramer.
Number one on my list. I mean, really.
I'm done.
Is this pick on me? We got 9 minutes left of the segment. Let's continue, please.
You have to see Al's face when Hillary Kramer walks in here. I mean,
Dean, find a liquor store that's open. Break in.
Hillary makes Al's. She makes Kevin McCullough look like Buddy Watson in Al's world.
Buddy Watson. What kind of reference is that? So the thing
that's
is,
my friend Buddy Watson.
By the way. Hillary Kramer, she comes on. She can't come on to this show enough because she gives the best advice. She's so smart on the market. She's so brilliant. But apparently she took one of Al's cups and used it.
He never forgave her for that.
Out of my coffee cup and didn't clean it.
God!
That is the height of – that's gross. We have a virus that's going around. This woman's drinking out of my cup. Come on. Are you kidding me?
She left the teabag in the cup.
I got accused of that, and I don't believe I was ever given a formal apology.
I apologize to you privately and on the air.
Because you were accused.
I was accused. Publicly and accused.
The only person I wouldn't have accused?
Who's that?
Joe Piscopo.
Right, exactly.
Because I know how much of a germaphobe that Joe is.
Yeah.
If it was his cup and somebody sipped out of it, that cup would have been shattered. Exactly. It would have been destroyed. Joe Sibelia touched this pen once. He was exiled.
He's
on the island. Can't get off. That red hair couldn't even send him a signal.
They sent him to Philadelphia.
Right, they sent him to Philadelphia. We sent them right there. Buried him. That's it. Done.
By the way,
won't allow him back in New York.
Hold on, Frankie.
No.
If you're listening, we had a great kid who we love. His name, Joe Sibelia. He's in Philly working now, but he's
exiled.
Talking about the island.
Al didn't like him either. He wouldn't give him a ride to the Kelsey Grammer signing.
I like Joe. So I'm writing with my pen in the studio, and I'm doing notes or something like that. So I said, Joe, what? He was producing for Frank one day. And I said, what do you do? So he grabs my pen, kind of out of my hand.
He didn't grab it.
We were wrestling with each other.
The look of horror on your face.
Reaction was like he grabbed it out of your hand.
My God. He spit on you. Like
I remember
he just
that.
Gave you Corona.
I remember exactly where I was.
This is pre-Corona, by the way.
This is 2 years ago. I was in Cape May. I was on vacation in Cape May. And, of course, doing what most people do on vacation. I'm listening to you guys online. I hear you. Heard your reaction at 7:30 in the morning.
On the air? Was it on the air?
Oh,
was it on
absolutely. I heard your reaction when he picked up your pen and wrote something, which I think was a note for you. You know,
Yes, it was.
He was
trying to be helpful.
I felt this poor kid's pain because
we sent him to Philly.
Exactly.
That was the end of him. That was the end of Sibelia. We put him on the island.
Joe, we need you to leave. Where am I going?
But the best Philly. He comes back about 4 months ago, right? He comes back about 3 or 4 months ago. He was going to New Jersey to go to this beer event with Kelsey Grammer because he's a Kelsey Grammer fan. Al's going to the same beer event. So Joe pops in here. to say hello, right? He pops in here to say hello to us, and then he leaves to go take a train and then a bus, and then he leaves, goes to Kelsey Grammer, and then as soon as he leaves, Al says to me, I'm so glad he didn't ask me to give him a ride to that event.
He didn't say that. Yes, he did.
Al's going to the same event. You can imagine, Joe didn't know that Al was going to that event.
No, that's not true. Because Joe was here before you, and he said to me, so I'm going to the Kelsey Grammer event. And I said, so am I.
He claims he didn't know.
Correct. Because Joe is deaf in one ear. So I must have been talking to the deaf ear, which is good.
Well, this is Joe.
I covered myself.
Joe, this is what Joe Sibilia had to say about being snubbed by Al Gattullo in this one instance.
Sibilia, your old friend from Philadelphia. Remember me? I guess maybe we're not friends, though, because you didn't offer me a ride to go to the Kelsey Grammer beer tasting in Short Hills. You know, when I was going to go to this beer tasting, I said I have to make a special trip to Lower Manhattan before the beer tasting to say hello to my friends Frank Morano and Al Gattullo and Joe Piscopo. And you would think that being a friend, Al would say, Joe, let me give you a ride. No, instead, I had to race from Lower Manhattan all the way to Penn Station. The train cost me $13 just to go to Short Hills. One way, $13.
By the way, this kid, Joseph,
and on top of that, from the train station, I had to take an Uber.
Yeah, great kid from Bluefield, New Jersey. But the thing is, remember when Frank was at the bus stop and you were going Manhattan to Staten Island, and then you stopped and you put your window down and you said to Frank, I think it was in the rain, at a bus stop, at Wall Street, and you said, Frankie, where are you going? And Frank said, Staten Island. He went, okay, see you later. And you drove off and didn't take him. Am I right or wrong?
That is 90% accurate, right? So Al waved at me. Right, and then waved goodbye, then drove about.
Round fight, round 14.
He drove about 20 feet, right, and then picked up his friend, and then drove that friend
about 150 feet
to Staten Island.
Yes.
Now, you'd think, I get where Al's coming from. He didn't expect to be driving to Staten Island. But you'd think when he picked up the friend, he'd call me on my mobile phone and say, hey, Frank, I happen to be driving to Staten Island. I see you waiting out there in the cold without a jacket, while it's raining, without an umbrella.
Hold on a second. It was 60 degrees and sunny. Let's not make more of this.
I see
it was
you
a
waiting
blizzard.
Out
you
there
walk 5 miles
in the blistering heat, without water, without air conditioning, and I'd be happy to drive you.
Imagine this, a zombie apocalypse going on.
I got
now,
nothing.
You know?
I ended up like Joe Sibilia.
Yeah, you never
get
know.
To the grocery
you'd
store they were having the event at.
Al,
you could have saved me a hell of a lot of time and a hell of a lot of money had you just said, Joe, we're friends. I'll give you a ride.
Here it is, Joe Sibilia from. All right,
you'd never
Al,
know there was a
you.
Coronavirus going on in this segment.
Oh,
jeez, I mean, my goodness.
We love.
There's two schools of thought here. Okay,
yes.
Number one, with the Frank incident of me abandoning him apparently on the bus stop, I had no intention of going to Staten Island. It happened. It just happened, and maybe I should have called Frank, but I didn't feel like it because I was having chatting with my friend.
It's the same situation.
I'm admitting it. I'm admitting it. Okay. In the other instance with Joe, I didn't want to drive him there because then I would feel obligated to have to drive him back to the train station and this and that, whatever. I wanted to get in and get out and not have to worry about anything. That's exactly what I did. So his shock of surprise when he saw me there, when I had told him that I was going there, shouldn't have been a surprise. That's all.
Now, the best is, you know, Brian Sagan comes into the studio afterwards.
Come on, really?
Yes.
Brian's one of our
great guy.
Great producers.
Great guy. He's coming in every day, risking corona.
Guy except for me.
He comes in.
Is this a recent story?
This is yesterday, the day before. He asks Al a question, and Al yells at him or something.
No, I didn't yell at him. I do not yell at Brian.
And then Brian says to me, boy, I feel like I could just say good morning to Al, and he would be upset about it. He would say,
You know what? It's so funny. So is Brian okay? Is he offended?
Yeah, but he's fine. But Brian says to me, gee, I could say good morning to him. And he'd be like, no, it's 10:30.
Okay.
It's too late to say good morning.
All right, so hold on a second. So now, again, let's unveil the curtain. Here's why I was screaming, and it had nothing to do with Brian. It has everything to do with our traffic manager, Mark, who scheduled an ROS spot for Joe at 10:05 in the morning. Now, As most people know, Joe, or don't know, Joe usually reads ROS spots after the show. So how could I have Joe read a spot and get it inserted within 3 minutes of it being aired? It should have been scheduled for later in the day. Okay. So I was asking Brian to move the spot to another hour so that it wouldn't run blank. That's all. And trying to save the company money, but okay.
Did you ask nice?
Like, I yelled to him because he couldn't behind the glass. We're behind glass! I had to get his attention.
We have to bring on Judge Napolitano for you to yell.
I mean, really?
So I have to tell you, though, it's so right because as Jerry Crowley put us together here with Frank, but me with Frankie Morano and with Al Gattulo and certainly Debbie, we've created Al's like a superstar now. He's like a star with a great
After this, I'm going to AA. That's what's going to end up happening. I mean, really.
But I got to tell you, we love you, Albert. We love you. You're so fun to tease.
He just makes me laugh. I love the both of you. It doesn't take much.
You could just poke him just a little
bit. I love everyone except for Hillary and Kevin McCullough. All right?
Stop. Those are good people. We love Kevin. We love Hillary. And we love Debbie Duhaime. Oh, Debbie, you can't. Hey, by the way, Judge Andrew Napolitano will join us. Yeah, for sure. He's going to join us.
Great. Awesome.
Okay. You know what? Is it funny? Is he a character?
Al's great. Yeah. Remind me never to leave tea around with a tea bag in, though, around Al. When we were at the remote at Trinitas and I had my tea next to me with the tea bag in, I said, I better throw this away right away. I don't want to leave in front of Al.
Debbie, you have to see Al's reaction when we're running late and then you ask Joe how he's doing or something or say good morning instead of just going into the traffic. Al starts screaming silently into the microphone. Even though you can't hear him.
You can't tell we're quarantined, can you? No, you can't tell. We're getting along just fine. I got to the nose.
Sorry,
Al. Go to the traffic. Go to the
I just like to chat with Joe sometimes. It's fun.
And we love you. And we love you. 7:21. Judge Andrew Napolitano is with us. James Rosen on and Dean Koontz and Congressman Steve Scalise. We do have a radio show here despite the drama that's going on now within the studio. 7:21. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the road. It's on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Altered outside parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Remember the MTA Essential Subway Plan in place. The B, C, W, Z, the 6 and 7 Express all suspended. 3 and 5 are still bypassing 110th Street, Central Park, and that's all due to that ongoing earlier investigation with that fire department activity from last week. Let's go out to 22 westbound, getting it to North Broad Street and Hillside. That's a collision to watch for. Bronx River Parkway South getting down through Yonkers, getting reports of an accident getting in toward Wakefield Ave. And over in Jamaica, Queens, you still want to avoid Jamaica Avenue. It's closed out by the Van Wyck. Very serious accident. One of the vehicles ended up smashing right into a store. It's an ongoing investigation over there. Sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Napa cares about the communities they're a part of. For those of you still having to get out there, Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care Centers, and Napa Online are ready to help. That's Napa know-how.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing is in the process of offering early retirement and buyout packages to its employees. Airlines have severely cut back their schedules and aren't buying planes because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Wall Street Journal says Boeing is hoping to avoid layoffs. It's already announced a freeze on hiring and overtime to preserve cash. Airlines and some suppliers have already laid off staff and offered voluntary leave without pay. Boeing suspended production of its 737 MAX jets in January. Those have been grounded for more than a year after two fatal crashes. Movie theater chain AMC Entertainment has hired restructuring lawyers. Its cinemas are shut down because of the virus. Last month, AMC said the closure would last up to 12 weeks, but now it is likely to last longer. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
My friends, Dennis Prager here, and they're at it again. The left is doing their best to silence ideas they don't like. On the college campus, in social media, and at your place of work, if you dare think for yourself and say what you believe, the left will try to shut you down. I've experienced this, and you, your children, and your grandchildren will or already have. My friends, it is time to fight back and defend our values, and that is why I made the film No Safe Spaces. Hollywood doesn't want you to see this film, which is why, believe it or not, this is really amazing. You won't see it on Netflix or Amazon Prime, but now you can watch No Safe Spaces for a limited time at nosafespaces.com. It's time to fight back against the attack on free speech and protect our American values. In any event, it's just a great film. See No Safe Spaces starring Adam Carolla and me at nosafespaces.com.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
I'm so proud of Mike Lindell, man. I thought he was great. He spoke at the White House the other day, and he talks about God. He talks about the Bible, and it was great. It's what Mike really believes. That's the one thing about Mike Lindell. He's loyal. He's true to his heart. You know, he's a patriot. His faith is strong. And then he says it, you know, not in front of millions of people, and he got vilified for it, but he sticks to his faith. He's a great guy. But he's loyal to the sense where he knows that you helped build MyPillow into a great company, because he's a radio guy. You heard Mike on the show, right? And when we were chatting on Tuesday, it was like you knew that he understands how you, and remember I talked about Don Imus, the late, great Don Imus, rest Don's a soul, but he and Mike Lindell were buddies, and I think that's where Mike found radio, and he knew how important radio is, so that's why he's on this station, and that's why he has these great deals for you from MyPillow.com. You can get it, buy one, get one free. Boom. I'm telling you, this is the morning to call, please. Buy one, get one free on Giza sheets, MyPillow towels, MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, neck pillows. I'll tell you, you got to go to the radio listener specials. That is you, kind enough to listen to AM 970 The Answer every morning. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. The promo code is AM970, boom, buy one, get one free. This is the time to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code AM970. If you'd like to call with my New Jersey accent, you'd like to call 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. If you order Mike's spectacular book, you're in, what are the odds is the name of the book, it's a must read. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase, okay? It's 800-651-0798, MyPillow.com, please. Please remember the promo code exclusively for you, AM970.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM970. The Answer.
I tell you, was there a better voice in opera the Luciano Pavarotti, and it's the way we bring our dear friend Judge Andrew Napolitano to the airways. Judge, you know, I mean, probably the greatest of all time, Luciano, huh? And thank you for being here, Judge, on this crazy.
First of all, I'm delighted to be here. But as soon as I leave, I'm going to go out and buy a truckload of my pillows. I mean, that was the most effective pillow pitch I've ever heard in my life. And it never ended, or it seemed like it never ended.
You're the best. You know what?
About a truckload. Last week we talked about that guy that my father knew that sold a truckload of toilet paper. Now I'm thinking of a truckload of Mike Lindell's pillows. Unbelievable. So effective, Joe. You're so good.
You know what? He's such a good guy. But first of all, the judge is referring to, and this, by the way, about Judge Andrew Napolitano, the youngest judge to be appointed to the Supreme Court in the Jersey Supreme Court, and he, a Princeton graduate, one of the brightest legal minds you'll find anywhere and anytime, and an Italian-American.
You haven't said the most important thing about me. You're a boyhood buddy.
Boyhood buddy for Brookdale School in Bluefield, New Jersey. So now I want to set that because then, but there were some people, because the Italians get mad when we talk about this, but you knew a guy that actually hijacked a truck of toilet paper, and this was back in the 60s, in the 60s,
right.
Oh my gosh.
I said to my father, Dad, what is Frank going to do with a truckload, a trailer of truckloads?
He knew, that guy knew. He knew. I'm holding on.
50 years ahead of his
time. Yeah. This is what. But I'm telling you what. Around the kitchen table in Bluefield, New Jersey, you're talking about. What did he do? He stole a truck of toilet paper. We can't find the toilet paper. Oh, Judge. Before we get into it all, how you holding up through it all? Because I know you're at Fox, but it's weird.
Well, but
yeah.
New York City, as you know, the city is a ghost town. Fox is a ghost town. Of all the on-air people, there's only about a half dozen of us here. I'll give you some numbers. I sit on the 20th floor. There's normally about 250, 275 people on this floor in offices and cubicles. This past 2 weeks have been six. Six.
Wow.
So they have outfitted most of our homes. They're doing mine on Saturday. With all the equipment we need to do literally all of our work from remote. I don't know what the next few weeks are going to be like, but I think Fox will be even more of a ghost town, except for the technical people that have to run the control rooms that can't be run remotely.
Judge, you know what I was thinking about when people, the great people you have over there at Fox, and they come over to you, and we know them all. They come up right before you go on the air. They put the mic in your back pocket. They put where would you like the mic? What ear do you like? Listen to the control room. Those guys, they put their lives at risk because they have to get very close to everybody.
Yes, they do.
But so well, they're,
we
they,
no
are they
longer
being
t- have we yeah. we no longer have hair and makeup and some on-air people have taken to wiring themselves. Now I am not sophisticated enough to wire myself. so these guys still have to get pretty close to me, but you just trust them. What are you going to do? You wash your hands. My fingers are wearing down to the bone from washing my hands 20 times a day.
And, you know, I bought
it's Zapo. I'm not complaining. It's got to be done.
It's so true. I'm so paranoid now when it was St. Joseph's Day and I picked up some Zapoli. I made sure that the lady had rubber gloves on as she handled the Zapoli, you know, and she put it into the box. Oh, my God. Hey, Judge, I got to back to business, if I may, my dear friend. You have this terrific column out today about taking rights seriously. Tell us what the actions government is taking right now and what we should all be concerned about, Judge.
We should be concerned about the loss of our fundamental liberties because the government, in the name of public safety, is trampling those liberties. I mean, for example, you have the right to travel. You don't have the right to infect someone if you're infected. But you have the right to move from A to B as you see fit. Where does that right come from? It comes from the Constitution. You have the right to assemble with others. So in our home state, where you are now, and I will be at later on today,
yes, sir.
People are holding coronavirus parties. Now, this is insane.
Yeah.
It is unhealthy. It is wrong. It is selfish. But it is not criminal because you have the right to assemble with whomever you want. That's not me saying it. That's the Supreme Court interpreting the plain language of the Constitution. Suppose 50 people want to get together to protest Governor Murphy's shutting down of Route 80 from, as he's threatened to do, from 8 at night to 5 in the morning. They have an absolute right to do it. He's going to send the police to break them up. My argument is, when we give up our rights in time of crisis, those rights don't always come back to us in the same way. And the same government that is out there to protect us has to remember it's to protect our liberties as well. Governors can't make up laws, and mayors can't make up laws. I'll tell you who has this right is the president. The president calls all these things, stay at home, shelter in place, don't travel. What they truly are, guidelines. They are not laws. They are not commands. They are guidelines. Should you follow them? Of course you should. But if you don't, can you be prosecuted? Of course not. I love Andrew Cuomo. He's doing a terrific job. But he can't write the laws. Only the legislature of the state of New York can. Phil Murphy can't make up laws and can't make up punishments. Only the legislature can do that.
Wow.
That's my argument. My argument is to be wary about the loss of liberty, because when you give up liberty for temporary safety, you usually end up with neither.
And so what happened in South Korea, too, man? Did they put a GPS? Judge, they put a GPS in your phone that would beep if you got closer to somebody. And if you got close like that, they would automatically fine you $2,500. This is what I heard. And then I hear them thinking about using GPS in that regard in America. That could never work here, correct?
I would hope not. Right now, the government uses GPS to monitor where we go. So you have a mobile phone. It's probably with you all the time, except when you're asleep. Same with me and same with a large percentage of the population.
Sure.
The government is able, using its computers, to access those mobile phones, basically follow us wherever we go in real time. Did any Congress ever vote to authorize that? No. The government just did it on its own. The Department of Defense, the NSA, even local police are doing this on their own. If we're going to give up liberty, there ought to be a great national debate about it, but there hasn't been. This stuff has happened under cover of darkness, and I write to warn about it. I'm not saying you should have the Corona parties. Of course not. That's insane.
Yes.
I'm not saying the government is wrong by saying stay 6 feet apart. No, the government is right. Those arguments are being made on the basis of science. The Fauci, a great human being, Dr. Fauci. But the government can't punish you when you don't, because when it does that, it violates the Constitution it is sworn to uphold.
Andrew Napolitano, my dear, dear longtime friend from Brookdale School in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Before we let you go, Judge, I got to ask you what we have learned about the FBI and more FISA abuses this week, sir.
Oh, what we have learned is that what the FBI did to Carter Page, a phony FISA application in order to bootstrap it into spying onto the campaign and ultimately the presidency of Donald Trump, was not a one-off. It turns out it happened 35 or 40 times, even under Chris Wray, even under the current FBI director whom the president put in after he fired Jim Comey. The only difference between the two of them is that Comey arrogantly defended what he did, and Wray is staying below the radar screen. But this stuff continues even as we speak. That's what we learned. What is this? It is giving garbage to a court, unverified, unprovable allegations, and persuading a court to issue search warrants on people the FBI doesn't like. That is wrong. It's wrong under the law. It's wrong under the Constitution. And according to the Inspector General, it's still going on.
Yeah, do you think we'll see long-term changes to the FISA process, Judge?
Depends on what Congress wants to do. If they listen to your friend, Judge Napolitano, they'll abolish the FISA court. It's a recipe for corruption, and it's been going on for 40 years.
Wow. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Judge, listen, I love you, man. And everything's good. Family's okay throughout this crisis?
I can't visit my 94-year-old mother.
Yeah,
there I go again.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm right with you.
I'm going to go directly to hell because I revealed her age once more.
That's so true.
I can't visit her, but we talk twice a day.
Oh, and if we could just find... I know. My love to your mom. And if we could find that guy with the truckload of toilet paper, now is the time, Judge, to dig that guy up.
Unfortunately, he's been in heaven for a while.
Yeah. Judge Andrew, thank you so much. God bless. Be safe, my friend, and we'll talk soon.
Love you, Joey.
Thank you. Love you too, Judge. Thanks. Judge Andrew Napolitano right there. Former New Jersey Superior Court Judge, Fox News Senior Judicial Analyst, and boyhood friend from forever in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Hey, 7:38 right now with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by with the headline news just for yous right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Neighbors in Crown Heights, Brooklyn say they were outraged to see a large wedding taking place in the back of someone's home Tuesday night. They say people were dancing and waving flags during the loud ceremony. Only a few people were wearing masks. Eventually, some cops showed up, broke up the party. They did not detail if any arrests were made. The MTA slowed service weeks back because ridership was so low, but strap hangers who still have to commute to work say their trains are now more crowded than ever, especially during rush hour. Riders continue to post pictures on social media of themselves trying to stand clear of one another amid the coronavirus pandemic. An MTA spokesman says they have seen the viral posts and asking riders to skip crowded trains and wait for less crowded ones to arrive. The NYPD has officers at some stations to help reduce overcrowding. The MTA itself is dealing with a worker shortage, as many subway employees have called out sick. Many people are being extra careful when it comes to food safety during the coronavirus outbreak. According to Dr. Don Schaffner, a food safety microbiologist at Rutgers University, wiping down your groceries that you bring home from the market isn't necessary. Dr. Schaffner says you don't have to go crazy disinfecting food and food packages. Just follow good safety practices. He had some people like to wash their foods with soap, but cold water is really all you need. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. We still have this problem over in Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Avenue is off limits here, getting out past the Van Wyck. It's all due to a serious accident involving two vehicles. One of the vehicles smashed right into a storefront. So again, this ongoing investigation, at least three injuries as you head to Jamaica Ave out by the Van Wyck, right by Jamaica Hospital. Let's see what's happening as you head to the Bronx River Parkway southbound, getting down toward Wakefield Ave in Yonkers. It's an accident and some slowdowns on 22 West Westbound at North Broad Street, getting into Hillside, an accident there as well. New Jersey Turnpike, the car lanes northbound, getting up toward exit 14, getting up toward Newark. It looks like you still have some ongoing construction. You'll have to take the truck lanes as you head through that area. Sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. Alternate side parking rules suspended. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Warning. If you thought it was safe putting your money into a retirement plan all these years, then think again, because you're about to get sucker punched by the biggest tax to hit Americans' retirement savings in over 100 years. Everything you've worked for and put away for retirement, this Congress is coming for it, using a new law that gives the IRS the green light to be able to confiscate 30% or more of your retirement savings. It's all spelled out in plain English in this free new book from the Center for Retirement Security. Get your free copy of The New American Retirement Plan and learn how you can still take back your retirement from the prying hands of Uncle Sam. Simply text the word RETIRE to 95999. On page 62, you'll learn the first move you need to make to save your IRAs and 401k. On page 143, how you can legally collect up to 76% more every month on your Social Security payouts. Text RETIRE to 95999 for your free copy. Text RETIRE to 95999.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Senator Chuck Schumer about a subject on everyone's mind, the coronavirus and what's being done about it. It's Reaching Out, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, and Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Joe on the radio telling you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Here you got one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, Avenue R. Nostrand. It's right there in Brooklyn, New York, right? And now they're taking orders for pickup. And so this is, I love telling you about this because how cool is this? If you surprise everybody, if you go to Avenue R. Nostrand and you call 718-998-7851 and you order the most spectacular Italian food you're ever going to have, shy of your mom's for crying out loud, right? You go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you come home, you go, hey, what are we having? What are we having every day? Well, it's Michael's of Brooklyn right here. They are taking orders for pickup. This is a special service from Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne. They said, what can we do? We chatted with them. They said, you know what? We're going to be open for pickup, taking orders for pickup. Here is the number for Michael's of Brooklyn, 718-998-7851, 718-998-7851. And more, 7:44 in the morning with Joe Piscopo on the radio. I know you listen around the country. And I see it and I love it and we see it and we show up on these polls. So that you download the show, thank you. But when you go to the store and you run in and you run out during these crazy times, go to where all the Italian sauces are. Take home Michael's of Brooklyn. And if you're in Little Rock and Nashville and you're in down in Texas and Florida and on the West Coast and South Carolina, you can get Michael's of Brooklyn right there in the store. You know what it is? It's Brooklyn in a jar. It's the best Italian sauce. You're going to love it. It's a great surprise, especially now that we're all kind of, hunkered down. You want something great. You want a nice surprise. I would get Michael's of Brooklyn if you're around the country. But if you're local and you can go to Avenue R. Nostrand, call, please, 718-998-7851. Ultimate surprise for your family. Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, according to the Food Network, and serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
7:45 with Joe on the radio. I love when Americans do good things. You know how proud I am to be an American, to be your fellow citizen. Rose Fallon is founder of Quilting for a Cause, and she's kind enough to join us. Rose, welcome to the show, and how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I'm well.
So tell us what you're doing. What is Quilting for a Cause? You're making face masks, I guess?
Yes. We switched from making quilts for the homeless to making face masks. We started making them for our local hospital, Chilton Hospital.
Yeah, God bless you, girl, because it's so needed now. So you would make quilts for homeless people? Yeah, Rose, you would walk over to the homeless folks on the streets of New York, and you would give them a homemade quilt. That is beautiful. What started that?
I inherited a stash of fabric from my mother-in-law, which was more than I could ever use, and my husband commuted to New York City for work.
Yeah.
So I would make a quilt, and he would take it, and then I asked my sister-in-law and my niece to help me, and then we decided, wouldn't this be great if we could continue doing this, and, 3.5 years later, here we are.
Well, this is great. So do you have a factory or something, or is it all by hand? Don't tell me
no,
it's all by hand.
No, it's all by hand.
Rose, God bless you, girl. How could you possibly make a face mask by hand? I guess you're using the same things that you use quilting wise, but I mean, how long does it take to make one face mask?
I don't know, half hour, 45 minutes.
Really? Really? This is great. And
so
you're giving.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, we have a group of people. We're not even seeing each other. Just dropping stuff off at somebody's house, and somebody's cutting the fabric.
Yeah.
Somebody's cutting the elastic.
Wow. And you're getting
them
to the hospital.
And then we have people picking them up.
Yeah, this is spectacular. Yeah. Rose, you're doing God's work. Just the fact that you're making for the homeless, too. And so where can people help? Is there a place that we could find you, Rose Fallon?
Yeah, we have a website, quiltingforacausenj.org.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes. Quiltingforacausenj.org. Yes. And a phone number?
973-534-7936.
You're great. If you need
masks. We're in desperate need of elastic.
Elastic. Well, you know what? It's out there. It's on the air. And we go Quilting for a Cause. If you Google Quilting for a Cause, you'll find Rose Fallon. Where are you from, Rose, if I may ask, originally?
Pequannock Township.
There you go. Well, listen, we love that you stayed local. We love that you're helping people like this. This is the best of America right here, Rose. And God bless and Godspeed with all that you're doing. Quilting for a Cause. Thank you for joining us, Rose.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. How about that? I love that. Quilting for a Cause, making face masks. You know what? When I watch the news, I'm telling you, and I suggest that you don't watch the news. Everything is negative. I watched the, and that's why I wanted to get Rose on the air. This is actually from Debbie. Debbie said, Joe, you got to talk to, said to Frankie, get Rose Fallon on the air because she's making masks, usually makes quilts for the home. We're all such a good people. You watch the news. Oh, you can't, I can't watch it. I try to watch the network news 6:30, right? I'm like a dinosaur. I watch all the news. And then I'm watching, then you go to the press conference with the president. And the president tries to take, and he gets criticized for it. Oh, you didn't say early enough. You didn't say that. And he's trying to keep a positive, you know, just to try. We got this. We'll get there. It's going to be tough. We're going to lose people, but we will win this fight. It's like a wartime president indeed. Then you go to the news, who died. Oh, and then this, when they got the first patient that went into, you know, the Samaritan's Purse, the Billy Graham's son. What's his name? Franklin? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah. Frankly, they put these beautiful tents up in Central Park for people. Did you see the news, Frankie? They actually, the first patient came in from Brooklyn to go into the, and it was like, all right, relax already. You know, they're over sensationalizing this. So it's nice to hear a story about Rose doing something like that for the homeless and then making masks for the hospitals. Debbie, thanks for that. She's a sweetheart.
Rose is wonderful. She and her husband are just absolutely amazing people. And the team of volunteers that they have, it's unbelievable, Joe.
Wow.
So many good people working together, volunteering their time to make the face masks and the quilts. They're just amazing people.
Yeah, well, so that's as you are, Debbie Duhame. And Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads at 7:50 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Rose. Thank you for being on this morning. We really appreciate it. Let's go out to Jamaica, Queens. Jamaica Avenue is completely blocked getting out toward the Van Wyck. It's all due to this serious accident I've been telling you about. Jamaica Ave closed by the Van Wyck. It's an ongoing investigation. Two cars collided. One ended up right into a building, and the crews are still at the scene. Thank you to our emergency workers for being out there taking care of the accidents. Let's go out to the LIE westbound. Just a brake check here by 106.7. It's a disabled truck in the way. And over on 22 westbound at North Broad Street into Hillside, looks like an accident blocking a lane here out by Wequaic Park. New Jersey Turnpike car lanes north getting up toward exit 14 in Newark. Looks like ongoing construction in the car lanes. You'll have to take the truck lanes. MTA Essential Subway plan in place. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 7:51. If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, you got a little scratchy throat, you're feeling, I don't feel quite right, will you please try Balance of Nature? It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. This is what it is. And I'm telling you, I've learned this for years now. I was always like a health nut, okay? Health nut for years. And I always tell you, it's when they diagnosed me with thyroid cancer in 1981 when I was on Saturday Night Live. You got cancer. What? Are you kidding me? Big waspy doctor looks down and, you have cancer, son. Do you know what that means? Yeah, I got cancer. I said, gee. So, and they gave you the curate in 81. You know, fortunately, they got this medullary carcinoma out of my thyroid. But ever since then, I started working out. I started eating good. And I started taking supplements. So taking the vitamins, finding this vitamin and that vitamin. Did they work? You know what? You flush out most of them and they were stinky and they would upset your stomach. Lo and behold, Frankie Five Boroughs says to me a few years ago, you got to try Balance of Nature. I go, yeah, I'll try Balance of Nature. Just the way you are listening to me now. Yeah, I'll try. Frankie goes, Joe, you really got to try it because I know what a health nut you are. You're going to love Balance of Nature. So I look into it and then I sit down with Dr. Douglas Howard and his lovely wife, Sue, and they tell me how they came up with Balance of Nature, how they got 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables in a capsule, a vegetarian capsule that will not upset your stomach. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsule, Dr. Howard told me, has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It took years and with tons of trials to figure out what to put into these capsules. Now, I tell you how it works for me, how it works for Frank, how it works for Debbie and Al. You know, I can't make a clinical study, can't make an FDA-approved comment, but I'll tell you what, for me, it's been, yes, miraculous, miraculous. And I stay on Balance of Nature all the time. And I would suggest, humbly submit to you, that you try it as well, because now you get 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Start your journey to better health today by calling 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Mike Gallagher agrees with the president's response.
I mean, I come to work now with a sense of responsibility of giving you facts, arming you with knowledge. This virus is real. Social distancing is real. Keeping away from one another until we can flatten the curve matters. Numbers are increasing. There will be more deaths.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Napa Know-How.
Truth be told, Napa Know-How isn't just for DIYers. Napa Know-How is for anyone who cares to keep their ride in good condition. Because while there are 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores for folks who can change a headlamp blindfolded, there are also over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers for folks who'd rather trust a pro than pop the hood themselves. So whatever your skill level, Napa's got you covered. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Now is the time to register for an all-inclusive 10-day trip to Israel with AM 970 The Answer. Expand your global perspective on the Stand With Israel tour this December with nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Sign up today to become part of Israel's mesmerizing tapestry, both religiously and politically. On the Stand With Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. On the tour, we'll take you behind the scenes to explore the key places you've read and heard about. Pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the unique Dead Sea, and much more. The land and its diverse people are a spectacle to behold, and you can live it all firsthand. Oh, did we mention enjoying the amazing cuisine? Best of all, you'll be with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, special guest Mike Lindell, and surrounded by like-minded supporters of Israel. Secure your spot today for the Stand With Israel tour when you visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg from the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning? 7:56 right now, Joey. You're right.
Doing great at 7:56 in the morning. How are you today?
I'm good. I went on a bike ride. I thought about you, but I was joking as I opened the show this morning. It was so funny because I put the gear so low that I look really kind of goofy because I'm doing real fast. I'm like going up the hill and
somehow
I'm trying to straighten.
I can see an image of Jerry Lewis riding a bike right now, pedaling really goofy.
Lady, Corona. I'm worried about catching it. People are around me. I'm with my helmet and my mask on and goggles. Oh, please. It was the worst. But it was cold, man. It was cold. Is it going to be warmer today, hopefully today, a little bit?
No, it's not. It's only going to be in the mid-50s today. There's going to be a gusty wind, and then as the clouds come in, it's just going to feel a little chillier this afternoon. So, make sure you just pedal one way, downwind, and then have somebody pick you up at the end, right? That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. All right. So we're doing not so bad today. The top, what's the high?
Not so bad. By the way, the allergy report brought to you by Balance of Nature today is moderate. It looks like that's going to be that way for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I can feel
56
it.
Today, 52 tomorrow with maybe a shower or two, then dry this weekend and getting milder. 56 Saturday, we should be 60 plus on Sunday.
Joe Lumberg! Thank you, Joey. Thanks so much, man. You are so funny. I was like, I look like Jerry Lewis. Oh, please. I'm trying.
Hi, Mr. Man. Get out of the way.
You got the corona. You're scaring me. Please. Why? Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer. He is the man. Everything that you hear in the news now, Dr. Greer talked about on this show a couple of weeks ago. Practicing surgeon. He's a pioneering surgeon. Wall Street analyst as well. James Rosen, Zen Sam's Dean Kuntz, Congressman Scalise on Piscopo in the Morning.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees. It's 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The founder of the band Fountains of Wayne and a native of Montclair, New Jersey, has died from COVID-19. Adam Schlesinger was 52, a graduate of Montclair High School. Schlesinger had been hospitalized for the last week. His group had a 2003 hit with Stacy's Mom. He won 3 Emmys for his work in television and was nominated for an Oscar, as well as 2 Tony Awards. The coronavirus death toll continues to climb in New York City, 270 people passing away from COVID-19-related illnesses just on Wednesday. As of 5 p.m. Wednesday, 1,374 New Yorkers have passed away from the killer bug. Over 1,000 people have been hospitalized just since Tuesday in the city. Queens still the hardest hit borough with over 15,000 cases. It's National Burrito Day, and while dining in isn't really an option for most of us, restaurants still offering deals on this favorite handheld food. Chipotle is giving free burritos to healthcare workers. Other chains also have discounts and deals, so check around if you want to celebrate the pseudo holiday. And a new study says walking an extra 4,000 steps a day could reduce your risk of dying prematurely. The U.S. study found that for every additional 4,000 steps someone takes in a day, their risk of dying early from heart disease, cancer, or any other cause drops by 50% or more. And the researchers said running or vigorous exercise were not necessary, but just simply walking around the block or around the room. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.